Good morning. I call the October 26th meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals to order. My name's James Corsi, Chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals for Chatham County. May we all rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I see we have a full complement this morning. Thank you. All right. When I call your name, please, if you will, indicate if you are here. Mr. Palute.
Present.
Mr. Notrica.
Present.
Ms. Ross.
Present.
Ms. Stone. Mr. Vineyard.
Present.
And Chairman is obviously present. We have a quorum and we may proceed. All right. We have people online this morning. I take it. Okay. For those of you who are online and wishing to give testimony, who would like to speak for or against an appeal before this board this morning, please speak slowly and carefully. Sometimes the connection is not what it should be. So if I happen to stop you in the midst of sentence, don't be offended. Sometimes we just don't hear that well. All right. Thank you. All right. Approval of the September 28th meeting minutes. Has the board had an opportunity to review the minutes from September 28th? Any discussions about those minutes?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. I move that the minutes be approved.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Roll call vote. Mr. Palute?
Aye.
Mr. Notrica?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And Chairman votes aye. Do we have any old business, Mr. Lawson? I see we have one matter that's been removed from the agenda.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. We don't have any old business, but we do have one item that's been removed from the agenda.
Then let's move into the regular agenda. First matter is involving 145 Dovetail Crossing, a rear yard variance.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
We have a new face this morning.
Yes, sir. Melissa Lito, MPC staff.
All right.
Good to meet you all. This is a variance request to allow an 8.5-foot rear yard setback in the Planned Unit Development Community, PUDC, zoning district to maintain an after-the-fact one-story addition to the principal structure. The minimum rear yard setback requirement in the Planned Unit Development Community zoning district is 25 feet. The applicant is requesting an 8.5-foot rear yard setback, and the property is located at 145 Dovetail Crossing. And this is a map showing the location. The subject is located between Dovetail Crossing and Brown Thrasher Way, facing the east side of Dovetail Crossing. The parcel is located within the Magnolia Woods subdivision. And this is a front picture, front corner picture of the property. The parcel has a total lot area of 8,276.9 square feet and consists of the following structures: a one-story single-family residence with a sunroom addition, a shed, a concrete driveway with a pathway to the entrance door, and a concrete pad with a pathway to the side of the property. The single-family structure was following the 25-foot rear yard setback prior to the construction of the rear addition. The petitioner is proposing an 8.5-foot rear yard setback for the after-the-fact sunroom addition, located on the attached concrete pad to the rear of the property. And this is an image of the addition. There is a 6-foot wood exterior fence which wraps the rear yard of the property and visually minimizes any impacts the addition may have on the adjacent properties. The addition could have been designed in a smaller size or location on the property. However, the property owner was not given the opportunity to redesign the addition. The contractor constructed the sunroom without applying for building permits. County staff did not have the opportunity to notify the property owner and contractor that the proposed addition would be encroaching into the required rear yard setback, as the contractor never submitted building permits for the subject addition. The applicant has stated she requested the permit several times, even after she submitted her final payment to the contractor, and was never provided with one. She later called the county to inquire about a permit for the addition, and then was told there was none, and that a permit is required for the addition. And that is when she was told the addition is encroaching into the required rear yard setback. Based on the findings for the Zoning Board of Appeals variance, staff recommends approval of a variance to allow an 8.5-foot rear yard setback from the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement for 145 Dovetail Crossing. Thank you. I am here to answer any questions, and the petitioner, Elizabeth Graham, is here via Zoom. Her son is having surgery this morning in Augusta, Georgia. Thank you.
The elephant in the room. Where's this contractor?
That's a good question. We don't know. There is a contractor. The applicant has had communication and made her payments to him, but I don't think anyone has contacted him as in regards to this building permit or a lack of building permit. At this time, at least.
Does the board have any questions of staff?
Just one. There appears to be another structure, which I can see to the other side of the sunroom. What is that, a fence that I'm looking at, or
a shed. Yes, that shed's conforming with the 5-foot setback, and everything is, the lot coverage is conforming to the property. It's just that the sunroom, the addition, was built within the rear yard setback.
So she doesn't need a variance for the shed too?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
When I first read this petition last week, it struck me that at first glance, we've got a renegade contractor. Do we know anything about this contractor? Does he have other contracts here in Chatham County? Is he doing any other work in Chatham County? And what, if anything, does the county intend to do as far as enforcement action against this contractor?
Mr. Anderson is on the line. That would probably be the most appropriate question to ask him.
This is the contractor?
No, he's Gregory Anderson from the county.
Oh, Mr. Anderson. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Mr. Anderson, are you there?
Mr. Chairman, I am here.
Okay. Did you hear my questions about
this? I did.
Okay.
I did. Unfortunately, we do find ourselves in these situations far too often than we care to, where a contractor will tell a particular property owner, either you don't need a permit for this, or I'll take care of the permits, and don't follow through. On our side, certainly we take action against the contractor, first of all, to find out if they are properly licensed through the county and make sure they have the proper business licenses to do the work that they're proposing to do. Then we will typically try to reach out to them if they are local, or sometimes they're out of town, sometimes they're even out of state. and we do try to follow up, excuse me, with them to certainly inform them when permits are required. Now, and if the contracting work in the state of Georgia requires a state license, and we don't know if this one does or not, we're still following through with this, but if a state license is required for the work that the contractor is doing, then we have an opportunity to contact the Secretary of State who issues that license to file a formal complaint against that individual, against that company, to make sure that the state may or may not have the opportunity to have a cease and desist order against this individual if there is a history of them conducting business without getting the local proper local business of building permits. So we do have a couple of opportunities to pursue depending upon the type of license that the individual has and whether they are local or within the state of Georgia.
Please follow up on this. These ordinances and building permits are here obviously for a reason. And if the county does not have an opportunity to inspect these construction projects, when things go sour, people are going to point the finger at the county. And I don't think that's appropriate when we have no notice.
I agree.
So please follow up.
And we will. I've talked with the property owner, certainly to let her know specifically what her legal opportunities may or may not be. Certainly, we always encourage them to seek legal advice on what the law allows them to pursue against the contractor in this particular case to make sure that not only that the contractor does what they're supposed to do by law, but also to follow up to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Okay, thank you. And has this structure been properly inspected?
It has not at this point.
Okay. All right. Any other questions of Mr. Anderson? All right. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
The petitioner is here via Zoom.
Okay. Who is online?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Anderson. Good morning, committee panel. This is Liz Graham. I am the owner of 145 Dovetail Crossing. I am the petitioner.
All right. Just a moment. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Liz Graham. I'm the petitioner for the structure at 145 Dovetail Crossing. I have lived in my home since 2002, I believe. So a number of years. I am a law-abiding citizen. I am an educator, and my son is a vet, and he is a disabled vet. He went into the hospital last November 19th, and he had four different surgeries. While he was in the hospital, he came out June 10th. During his stint in the VA hospital here in Augusta, he had to have an amputation, and he had several other serious surgeries. And during that time also, we lost our puppy that we had for 12 years. So all I'm saying is that because my son had lost so much, and we had a gazebo prior to his going into surgery at our house, we had the gazebo on the platform where now the sunroom stands. And Tropical Storm Michael tore down the gazebo. He was using that gazebo prior to going into the hospital. Mm-hmm. For his therapy-type activities where he's just, you know, spending solid time and you know, he's a young man. He's 34 years old, and he's been paralyzed now since August of 2016. So this is a new lifestyle for us. So I'm trying to find ways to help him adjust to being a paraplegic and paralyzed. So I had the sunroom built because we lost the gazebo in the storm. And I spoke with Mr. Juan at Vinyl Industries before they started the construction work. And I asked him about the permit, and he told me he knew the people and that he would talk to them and not to worry about it. And so I relied on him after paying him my money. I relied on him to do what he said he'd do. It wasn't until they had to come back and pour the floor inside the sunroom to make it stop raining in my sunroom. It wasn't until then that I realized I needed to go and check on the permit myself. So that's when I came to you guys and I asked for the permit.
Ms. Graham, this is the chairman. Please don't take my comments as being critical of you in any way, shape, or form. My criticism is with the contractor. Okay. Sounds like you've had a rough time of it. And from what I'm reading and from what I'm hearing, you've done everything that you can do to avoid any problems. So please don't take my comments as being critical of you in any way, shape, or form. Okay.
I made a mistake. It was really an innocent mistake. So I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
All right. Any questions of Ms. Graham? All right. Thank you, Ms. Graham. Is there anyone else to speak for or against this this petition?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Gregory Anderson again with the county.
Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you. Just to clarify the process, if indeed staff recommendation is followed here and the variance is granted, then we will move forward with Ms. Graham to have the permit issued. We will certainly, as I've indicated earlier, we'll pursue the contractor and proper licensing and those kinds of things. Once the permit is issued, then we will send an inspector out to inspect the porch to make sure that it meets all the requirements in terms of building code and those kinds of things. And then we'll pursue that process to the very end.
Thank you. Any discussion by members of the board? Do I hear a motion this morning?
Mr. Chairman, Corinne Ross here. I move that we accept staff's recommendation to grant this petition.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Roll call vote. Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
Mr. Nertricka?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Mr. Chairman, if I just might, pause after doing this because I don't like these ex post facto meetings.
Right.
Of these items. However, this circumstance seems to be totally different, and the homeowner seems to be totally innocent, so I vote aye.
All right. Thank you for your comments, and I'd like to echo those comments as well. Chairman votes aye. Ms. Graham?
Yes.
Your petition has been granted. Go forward. Yes. Please work with the county to get your proper permits and get the inspection done as need be.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you.
I've been told by staff that I need to go back here and approve item number 2. I'm sorry, I didn't know I needed to do that. 17 Abraham Drive, there's a setback variance request that is being requested to be removed from the final agenda. We need to vote on that, Mr. Lawson?
Yes, sir. It will appear on our November meeting.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. Mr. Palou?
Aye.
Mr. Dottrichi?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And chairman votes aye. That will be on next month's agenda. All right. The final, I believe this is the final item today, is 121 Dogwood Avenue, variance to section 3-3 electrical meters.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. And members of the board, the petitioner is a represents the property owners of 121 Dogwood Avenue. They are seeking a variance to section 3-3 of the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance. That section has a provision that states that on a single-family residential property, only one electrical meter is allowed. The history of that regulation really is to try to ensure that there are not multiple single-family residences on a single parcel. So that's the reason that regulation is in the ordinance. The parcel that you see before you is shown currently as two parcels, was the subject of a recombination in December of 2020. So those two highlighted parcels are now one. The parcel shown as lot 8 to the east did house a single family residence, which has since been demolished. That property isn't, that house is no longer there, and those properties have been combined into a single lot of record. The applicant had filed building permits for accessory buildings on this property and was planning on using the existing electrical service that was on the previous, the former lot 8, when they were notified that that would not be permitted per that ordinance regulation. The, let's see, this is an aerial map of the subject property. Dogwood Avenue shown on the south on this map. This is existing residence and accessory building. The highlighted area are the approximate boundaries of the property, which is approximately 1.3 acres in size. The applicant is proposing to build additional accessory buildings in this location and to use the existing service that served the former residence that was located on that site. This is a site plan provided by the applicant that shows the existing residence, an existing garage, and the proposed accessory structures, which include two carports and three garages. In review of the criteria for variance, staff finds that the site does exhibit some extraordinary conditions, including the size of the property, which is significantly larger than the other lots along Dogwood Avenue, and the fact that service is available on the site due to a residence previously being located on that property. Staff also finds that requiring that new service be created when service is available is an unnecessary hardship. And the subject property is unlike other properties in the vicinity due to the size and the distance between the existing service and the primary residence. The intent of the ordinance section, as I mentioned, is to prevent multiple residences being established on single lots. That clearly does not appear to be the intent in staff's opinion at this location. Does not appear to be intent on establishing additional residences. The submitted permits that are under review by Chatham County are for garages and carports, and we believe that relief in this case is not likely to have a negative impact on neighboring properties specific to the additional meter use. With those findings, staff is recommending approval of a variance to section 3-3 for an additional meter at 121 Dogwood Avenue. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of staff from the board?
Mr. Lawson, I recall our seeing this property earlier when they were considering a different plan for the structures?
Yes, that's correct. This a petition was filed for this property. That petition was associated with a larger individual accessory building. They were seeking a variance to the maximum permitted size, which is 900 square feet. That was the same property. You're correct, Ms. Ross.
So I realize that this is not part of the current petition, but you're satisfied that these are not going to be great big tall structures that are going to be offensive to the folks that live across the road?
Well, let me say this regarding that point. I think that based on what we were presented with, what staff was presented with in terms of the variance request is related specifically to the electrical meter use or not use. These structures do meet the minimum standards in terms of lot coverage, building height, those things, setbacks that are associated with the requirement. So they're going through the building permit review process now. So they'll have to meet those standards. I can't really speak to any impacts that they may or may not have on adjacent properties because we were strictly reviewing the request as it relates to what was asked for, which is the electrical meter.
Thank you.
Any other questions of staff? All right. Who is here to speak for the petitioner?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the ZBA. Harold Yellen for the petitioner, Dogwood Properties. Our contractor is Mr. Tony Reardon, who I'm hopeful has been involved in all permits and has done all of his permits correctly. We agree with MPC staff in every respect. This lot is a very long rectangular lot. It's a very large lot. It's about 1.36 acres in size. We would like to tie into an existing meter, and I'm not sure Mr. Lotson gave you the actual numbers, but there is a electrical source that's 10 feet away from where we are. And if we can't use the 10-foot distance, we'd have to go approximately 400 to 450 feet to tie into the electrical service for the main house. So obviously, given the choice, we would much rather tie into what's right in front of us as opposed to the one that's completely across the length of the property. We do agree with all findings of Mr. Lotson in his staff report. In particular, the relief, if granted, will not impact any of our neighbors, and also requiring electrical service to be extended when it's really only 10 feet away would be an unnecessary hardship. So I will stop now and certainly answer any questions y'all may have, but we do request approval of staff recommendation. So thank you very much.
Any questions from the board?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone online to speak for or against this petition? All right. Any other evidence, Mr. Yellen? Okay. Thank you. Any discussion from the board? If none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, Corin Ross here. I move to accept staff's recommendation for the additional meter.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Who gave the second? Mr. Natricka? All right. All right. That's right. Let's use our energy in other ways, please. All right. Roll call vote. Mr. Pelu.
Aye.
Mr. Natricka.
Aye.
Ms. Ross.
Aye.
Ms. Stone.
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
And chairman votes aye. Petition is granted. All right. Is there any other business this morning? And all right. Hearing none. Meeting is concluded.